In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the actress Lily Tomlin was famous for saying, "The problem with the rat race is that even if you win it, you're still a rat." And I think that speaks really to what's going on in the Gospel today. Because here we've got the Pharisees, the well-known adversaries of Jesus, who even bother to come out on the Sabbath day to try and catch him out in some way. And then they could report him to the authorities, and this threat to all their ministries will be done away with, as of course it is eventually. This incident of the man with the withered hand comes at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. So they're really revved up to try and get him. And they order to come out and to infiltrate the groups that are following Jesus already. And then all that nice little pastoral image of them walking through the cornfields at the beginning of this reading and plucking the grains. Now the farmers would sow the seeds so that people could do that. If they were hungry, they would be walking through, they could just have a handful of grain and keep themselves sustained. But the Pharisees are so keen to get Jesus, they start out trying to make an issue of that. And they're trying to undermine these fledgling followers of Jesus already. Why is he doing that? Against the law of the Sabbath. And then they reach the synagogue, Jesus having slapped their wrists and said, "Well, don't you remember? King David himself said that it was fine. What is important? Is it the welfare of people or sticking to the rules?" And of course, the Pharisees were all about the rules. And David reminds them that the precious bread reserved only for the priests was given to people who were hungry. So Jesus reminds them of this story of David. So he's getting into the heart of the matter. What is more important? Keeping rules or living well? Living according to God's will, how we should live. And so they go into the synagogue. And there is a man with a withered hand. In the translation, it would seem that this man has had a withered hand all his life. And so Jesus takes the opportunity to really antagonize the Pharisees. They say, "Look, guess what? Looks like he's going to cure that man's hand." And of course he does. He does. What's going on here? Well, we've heard the excerpts from the Old Testament about Samuel. Samuel doesn't know that the voice that is telling him to come is God's voice. It takes Eli, the old, nearly blind keeper of the temple, to say, "It's God who's calling you, Samuel. Listen. Listen to that voice and hear what it's saying to you." That's the aha moment for little Samuel, the boy. Drawing these stories, the themes of these stories together, what does it say for us? Well, of course, the themes hold up today just as they did in biblical times, in Old Testament times, and in New Testament times, the time of Jesus. Because what Jesus is saying is, here we've got the holy men who stick absolutely to the rules, and their rules, representing the temple, are all about you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, you mustn't do the other. Whereas Jesus is saying, what is really worthy to do on the Sabbath? Is it to take care or is it to kill? Is it to feed hungry people or is it to ignore them? Surely the spirit of the living God, as we've just sung, is about love and taking care of, using whatever gifts we have. And we all have gifts, whatever they are. We're all priests, because we all have ways that we can love one another and do good in the world. Maybe not with our hands, making them better, but it can be reaching out and being kind to somebody with a kind word, or feeding somebody, giving money to somebody. Just a kindly action, which we are all capable of, and which we are all called to do. Neither is Jesus saying the Sabbath isn't important. Jesus is saying you don't have to wait for one day to observe the Sabbath. The Sabbath is any time. And equally in our day, when we have sports on Sundays, when we have other things to do on Sundays, when we might want to go to the store on Sundays, and we might say we could fit in an hour at church. Is that really what's expected of us? I think it's more that God says you need to put aside holy time. Time to be holy. Time to focus on what, as Christians, we are each called to do and to be. And so we've got the Pharisees, definitely members of the rat race, always ticking boxes. We won this one, we won this one. And they remain rats. Let us not remain rats. Amen.